You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
At this point, I'm convinced that K-pop is the future. Because this track kind of fire. Yeah, I'm not even being funny. Like, just because I don't understand what they're saying doesn't mean I can't enjoy the music for what it is. I mean, decades of listening to Lil Baby, Young Thug, Gunna, and people who just have audio that's just hard to transcript makes this type of music more acceptable for me. All right, I got pause right there. Basically, he was going too crazy. Honestly, this track kind of fire. So, basically, Crush, a new K-pop hip-hop artist. He's not new. He took a 2-year break, and we're gonna get into that a little bit. But basically, he had a little bit of help from J-Hope from BTS in his track called Rush Hour, and it's a very interesting title track because, you know, a lot of things title Rush Hour in Korean is attributed to the Jackie Chan, what was his name, Chris Tucker movie? I forget. But basically, you know, a lot of things attributed to Rush Hour is in their culture, which is very funny that they use that title for the single. So anyways, it's a BTS-led rapper J-Hope attributing on the track, as well as Crush coming back from his 2-year hiatus since he went to serve in the Korean military. That's right, he went to go serve in the Korean military. So he went to go do his thing. Obviously, I'm not, you know me, I'm not trying to make any jokes about that, because, you know, it's honorable to go serve your country, of course. And so through the midst of him serving his country, obviously he wasn't putting out music. For him to come back to put out music 2 years later really shows the dedication of Crush, but also for J-Hope from BTS to help out an up-and-coming artist like Crush in this type of fashion, it just shows you what you can do with leverage and what type of impact you have to put your name, solely your name, on an up-and-coming Korean hip-hop artist and then see it trending worldwide. Like, literally, it's trending, like, number 7 for music as we speak currently. I mean, it may go down, may go up, but currently, as I'm making this, it's trending number 7 on music. So in that aspect, when I'm really looking at what it takes to be one of the best artists in just the game, I just feel like having that mass appeal globally, it really helps you out in the long run. Because, of course, if you don't know, the rise of K-pop came from Psy dropping his Gangnam Style that literally broke the internet. I think it was like one of the most streamed one of the most viewed videos on YouTube of all time. I mean, just look up Gangnam Style, and then Psy basically just brought a whole generation from K-pop into the mainstream in the U.S. market. And then, of course, you have BTS, and then you have a lot of other artists like Blackpink, NMIXX, what else? It was some other ones. ITZY. I'm learning them, ain't them? I'm learning them. So basically, the K-pop artists are here to stay, and they're definitely mainstream to the point where a lot of people are looking at them, and they're just like, they're just undeniable at this point. The numbers they're putting up is undeniable. I mean, 12 million views from Crush and J-Hope from BTS. Like, at this point, it's just, you can't underestimate the impact of K-pop anymore. And I'm really enjoying the rise of K-pop. And I'm gonna keep covering this until my K-pop fans just grow tired of me covering it. Because every time I cover a K-pop artist, man, they just I ain't gonna lie, it be doing numbers. So I'm gonna keep talking about them because in one aspect, I'm genuinely intrigued about how they rose into the mainstream. And I actually like this track. Like, this is not one of those tracks that I listen to and just like turn that off. Like, it's actually pretty soothing to listen to. And like, hey, I don't know what they're saying, but they spin some bars, you know what I mean? Hey, I don't know what they, you know, they could have put some pretty derogatory expletives. I still would be rocking with it because I don't know what they're saying, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's kind of like one of those things when you speak another language and then somebody starts speaking in the language you don't understand in a very aggressive fashion. It's like, are they cussing me out or are they just like,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Conversating, you know, but anyways, so yeah, this track is phenomenal. I don't know what else to get into with Crush, because Crush took 2 years off. He was working for Korean military or serving in the Korean military. But they said the video, this is from Crush himself, is reminiscent of a funky West Side Story like musical production, where Crush is the main character and J-Hope is the supporting act. Okay, that's pretty cool. You know what's more interesting? Let's see what label they're on. That will explain all of this. Because imagine J-Hope going to help out another label. I bet they would not like that. So let's see what label Crush is on. Let's see. He has 2 million monthly listeners. Well, this track definitely is doing way more than 2 million. So he's probably ecstatic right now. Rush Hour is, oh my goodness, I don't know what that is. Okay, so a bunch of, ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't even trying to be funny. It's a bunch of like Chinese symbols, so I don't know what label he's on. Oh, Dremius. It translates to Dremius. Let's see, Dremius music label. Dremius company label is acquired by SK Telecom in August 2014. JYP here we go. Yeah, JYP Entertainment and Big Hit Entertainment signed an agreement. So that makes more sense why J-Hope from BTS will come help them out. Okay, so yeah, it's just a Korean label who collabs with Big Hit Entertainment and distributes with JYP. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because, yeah, you have Psy, you have BTS on this label. Okay, it's a subsidiary. Okay, that makes sense. Because I'm like, there's no way a Korean major label would give the artist to another major label to help them out. Like, they would have to be under the same umbrella. And so for him to be on the Dremius is very, very eye-opening. And it makes a lot of sense. Like, why would you let your main major label artist go help out another label? Like, nah. Like, you're going to help out some of our up-and-coming artists. How about that? So, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so what else? Okay, Crush is the main character. It's been 2 whole years. He said he's been holding his tongue for too long. Hey, talk to him, Crush. Crush is a pretty interesting artist name. Like, when I hear Crush, I think about the soda. But anyways, J-Hope. What else? Crush made his appearance on, I don't even know how to pronounce that, I'm not even trying to be funny. J-Hope took things a step further and surprised Crush by sending him flowers and chocolate on set. Okay, okay. I see him being a nice coworker. Don't you love to see it? Don't you love to see coworkers that are respectable or respectful? All that good stuff. All right, let's see. Ain't gonna lie. This track on fire.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, they dancing too. Oh yeah, I forgot. BTS be having that choreography on Pac. Like, imagine a BTS and Jabberwockies collab. Oh my goodness. Anyways, I think that's pretty it. Yeah, those BTS members are really stepping out to do their own thing. I ain't mad at it. Divide and conquer. I guess this is what the motto is right now, because they definitely conquering all right. K-pop is going crazy. But anyways, that's basically what I wanted to get into. Crush and J-Hope put out a single called Rush Hour. It's doing phenomenally well. It's currently number 7 trending on YouTube right now for music. And I mean, this is as I'm recording, so you know, it could be higher, it could be lower. But at the end of the day, K-pop is here to stay. You know what I mean? Hey, I ain't mad at it. So click my link through my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Crush and J-Hope's latest single, Rush Hour? And will you give it a listen?